Elevate your summer with Osea's best-selling body care set. It's everything you need for radiant summer skin on the go. Featuring travel sizes of Osea's clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral skincare, like their best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Right now, you can get the bestseller's body care set, a $78 value, 33% off. And use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, the trends held true yesterday in the National Football League. The underdogs go 8-5 against the number. They are now 83-64 year to date against the spread. Meanwhile, road teams go 8-5 against the number as well. They are now 85-62 against the number. And unders, well, 8 unders yesterday, only 5 overs. So for the season, the unders, 79, the overs, 67. So all three trends that we've been talking about in the National Football League all held true to form yet again. So how did we do on the podcast? Well, it was a mixed week for us. We had 3 winning days, 4 losing days. Let's break it down by sport. National Football League, it's been kind to us. We go 7-1 against the number. We made $536.30. College basketball, week number 1, overall a good week. We finished with a clunker yesterday going 1-3, but for the week we go 18-11 and we pick up $536.20. PGA golf, well, we hit our one matchup, so we go 1-0, winning $90.90. And in the new PGA season now, we are 6-3 year to date against the number, so a good start for us on the new PGA season. College football, it was a good Saturday. It was a disappointing Thursday and Friday. So we go 12-10 for the week. That covers the juice, though. We make $90.80 of profit on college football. NBA totals, well, we had a good week there. We go 4-3 and pick up $63.60. Our two big losers, well, NFL prop bets. We run the table yesterday, 0-3, so we lose $300 on the prop bets. Not a fan of prop bets. I don't even know why I'm doing them. NHL puck line, we are ice cold, no pun intended. It has been terrible for us in the NHL lately. We go 1-6. We win one stinking game. Yeah, we lose $475 for the week on hockey. So for the week, once again, we make $542.80, and we move on to the next week. So here we go. It is a Monday, and that means Monday Night Football. It is the 49ers and the Rams. The Rams are 7-2 straight up, 4-5 against the spread. They beat Detroit by 9, won at Houston by 16, and last week lost to Tennessee by 12. The 49ers, a disappointing 3-5 this season, a very disappointing 2-6 against the number. They lost to Indy by 12, won at Chicago by 11, and lost to Arizona last week by 14. So the 49ers have won 4 straight against LA. Their backs are against the wall tonight. I'm in a guillotine fantasy football league where I need the Rams players to do poorly because I'm on the cut line this week. So I'm cheering against the Rams in that regard. And then I'm in an NFL picks pool, and I have the 49ers tonight. If they win, I get all the cash. If they lose, I lose yet again on a Monday night. So I'm obviously taking the 49ers here, plus the 3.5. Yes, 49ers plus 3.5 over the Rams. Hopefully I survive the guillotine league, and hopefully I cash the ticket on the pool. Next up, we go to the association where we like the Knicks and the Pacers under the 216 tonight. The Knicks are 7-6 to the under. Last time out, 104-96. They lost at Charlotte, going under the total. They've now had 3 straight games go under the number. The Pacers, meanwhile, 9-5 to the under. Last time out, they beat Philadelphia 118-113, going over the number, but their previous 5 went under the number. Tom Thibodeau for the Knicks, he called out his defense after the last loss. I expect an excellent effort tonight. The under 216 is the play between the Knicks and the Pacers. Next up on the Frozen Pond, where we know we need a victory, we're taking Tampa Bay -1.5 over the New York Islanders at a +180. The Lightning 7-3-3 year to date, 3-2-2 at home. They've scored 39, given up 39. Last time out, they beat Florida 3-2. The Islanders, they just want to come home. They're 5-4-2 on the season. They're 5-4-2 on the road. Their new arena opens soon, and they want to get home, like I said. They've been outscored 29-27. Not a whole lot of goals in the games for them. They lost last time out 4-0 to Calgary. So our play once again is on Tampa Bay -1.5 over the Islanders at a +180. Next up, we go to college basketball, where watch all of the tip times. We are now in that tournament time around the holidays. So some of these games are going to be starting a little bit earlier in the day. Game number one for us is a matchup of former Summit League foes. IUPUI and Denver do battle. The Jaguars are 0-2 straight up, 1-1 against the spread. They lost at Evansville by 20, lost at Butler by 9. Meanwhile, the Pioneers of Denver, they're 1-1 straight up with 2 non-Division 1 games so far. They won 1 by 3 and lost the other 1 by 1. IUPUI should be significantly better than Denver, in my opinion. And they're even getting a point in this one. So I'm going to take the Jaguars plus the 1 over Denver. Next game on the docket is a dandy. It is the top team in the SoCon against the top team in the Ohio Valley. And if you want to watch good quality basketball, this is going to be one to watch. It is Furman and Belmont. Furman upset Louisville in their opener. Meanwhile, Belmont, they crushed Evansville by 38 in their last game. I'm going to grab the 6 tonight and take Furman over Belmont. Then we go to the SEC, where we have Missouri tonight, -11.5 over UMKC. The Tigers beat Central Michigan by 10 in their opener. Meanwhile, the Kangaroos, well, they played a tough schedule so far. They lost by 15 at Minnesota, and then they lost by 32 at Iowa. I'm on the Tigers tonight. I think they're going to give the Kangaroos their third straight double-digit loss. It is Missouri, -11.5 over UMKC. Next up, we go to North Dakota. We go to Grand Forks, North Dakota. It is the Fighting Hawks +7 over Montana. The story here is North Dakota's best shooter went 2-for-17 at home in the opener against Milwaukee. I don't think that's going to happen again. So I'm going to play the Fighting Hawks tonight, +7 over Montana. Next up, we go to Madison, Wisconsin, where Providence comes to town to do battle. I loved the play last night at +6.5. Decided to wait till this morning when it got to 4.5 to play it. Now I only like the play. I think Providence does win this game straight up, so I'm still going to play it. Head coach Ed Cooley has missed the dance 3 consecutive years at Providence. So this type of non-conference game would really help the old resume. So I'm going to take the Friars tonight. They get the W at Wisconsin, but we're going to take them on the +4.5. Next up, we're going to Las Vegas, where UNLV is going to host North Dakota State. UNLV is 2-0 straight up, but they're 0-2 against the number. They beat Cal by 3 on Saturday. NDSU, meanwhile, was lucky to win at Cal Poly without guard Sam Griesel. Without him tonight, NDSU's in deep trouble. I like the Running Rebels to run away with this one. It is UNLV -4 over North Dakota State. Long Beach State is a +29 at UCLA. Well, this is the biggest game of the year for the 49ers. And for UCLA, this is just the game after Villanova. Motivation is going to be much different tonight. I think UCLA is going to sleepwalk, and I'm going to take the Beach +29 at UCLA. Then our final game on the card, we're going to Stanford, where San Jose State is grabbing 20 points. Stanford is 1-1. They lost to Santa Clara by 16 after beat Tarleton State by 12. Meanwhile, Tim Miles in San Jose State is 1-0 after defeating Cal State Fullerton by 2. I'm not sure if Stanford will beat anyone by 20 this year, so I'm going to take the Spartans to keep it within 20. We're on San Jose State +20. So let's recap your Monday card to get us off to a good start for the week. In the National Football League, we like the 49ers +3.5 over the Rams. In the NBA, we like the Knicks and the Pacers to stay under the 216. NHL, we're on Tampa Bay -1.5 over the Islanders at a +180. College basketball, we like IUPUI +1 over Denver. We like Furman +6 over Belmont. We like Missouri -11.5 over UMKC. We like North Dakota +7 against Montana. We like Providence +4.5 at Wisconsin. We like UNLV -4 over North Dakota State. We like Long Beach State +29 at UCLA. And we like San Jose State +20 at Stanford. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.